This story is about a trip you won't have to take to vote in privacy in 25 and an increasing number of states. Curtis Chong is the voting rights spokesperson for the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, which is one of those states. He says a problem facing blind voters and people with other kinds of disabilities is the ability to cast a secret ballot.
Colorado, first of all, is a vote-by-mail state, which means that all registered voters will receive in the mail a piece of paper or two, which constitutes the ballot. If you're a person who has tremendous problems with motor control, you may not be able to use the pencil or pen or whatever it is to mark the mail ballot, and certainly a person who is blind enough that they cannot see the print on the ballot would not be able to mark that ballot independently without some help from another person, which by definition eliminates the secret ballot concept. So now your votes are being shared with the person who's helping you.
Chong says a system has been developed to change that. You can vote on your computer by going to myballot.colorado.gov.
You say, I want to vote my ballot. Then what happens is it asks you for information about who you are. What is your name? What is your birth date? What county do you vote in? And then you indicate that you're requesting an accessible quote-unquote ballot as opposed to an emergency ballot or something else. Then it verifies your identity by having you indicate either your state ID number, which is on your ID card, which most of us, I'm sure, don't know, or the last four digits of your Social Security number. Once all of that has been validated, a web page pops up which represents the entire ballot. It's got a bunch of contests listed with names and check boxes. And so each contest will tell you what the contest is. It'll tell you the name and how many positions you should mark. So once all of that's done, you mark the ballot, you get an opportunity to review the ballot on, this is all using a computer or smartphone. And then once you've verified that, then you push a button that says, a logical button, not a real button, that you want to print the ballot. So the ballot document is printed on your printer. And then there's one more step. I want to download and print what's called the ballot return package. This is a sheet of paper which will have been filled in by the software with your identifying information. The bottom third of the page is completely blank, and that's where they want you to sign your name. Now you have two pieces of paper, or potentially three, depending upon how big the ballot is, and you want to take all of those pieces of paper, put them in an envelope. You can either use the ballot envelope that you would have gotten in the mail, or if you're like me and you want to get a jump on everything, you can create your own envelope and address it to your county clerk, and there's a list up on the state's website that lists everybody's county's clerk, and you can either drop it in the mail, or if you're adventurous enough or close enough to one, you can just walk it over to an authorized ballot drop box and drop the whole thing in. They want you to write official ballot enclosed on that envelope so that there's no doubt about, you know, what it is.
Chong says the biggest flaw in the system is that lots of people don't have printers.
We don't know how it's going to look yet. We do know that military voters and citizens who live overseas have a way to get their ballots in electronically without having to print them. And so we would like to find a way that we, the people with disabilities and the blind, can have the same capability.
Any voter covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act is eligible to vote using this system. I'm Nick Eisenberg, KDNK Community Access Radio.